Welcome to the Offshore Fishing Report, presented by Angler News SA, South Africa's first fishing podcast series, to bring you the latest reports, hot or not, from Sadwana to Namibia. Here's your host, Vinesh Sugreem, and this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.
Hey guys, welcome back to another week of the South African Offshore Podcast Series. This is Angler News South Africa and I'm your host, Vinesh Sugreem. And we have some very interesting reports of your fishing for this past week. Now, KZN, not the greatest week to have been fishing. A lot of big seas coming up and not too many boats coming out. However, those that did venture out managed to get into some fairly decent fish, but more so on the bottom. As for Eastern Cape and Western Cape, well, now it is still on fire. With the sardines in the area, the pelagic species been about, we've got some fantastic reports coming up for this week's show. So let's get into it. Starting off, as always, in KZN on our north coast, Sadwana Bay. Well, guys, still the odd cooter coming out. Nothing too crazy to brag about out there. However, moving on to Cape Vital and St. Lucia, as I said at the start of the show, it is not the most fabulous week. And we have got Jeff Ashwood from the area to report about what's been going on over there.
Hi there, Vinesh, and all your listeners. This is Jeff from Fatbike Fishing St. Lucia. Sadly, the fishing this last week has been pretty bad. There have been the odd snook coming out and a few tuna, but not many people also going to sea as the winds have been pumping. Okay, Vital is pretty much the same. Up there, there's not many snook at all, but the odd kuta and tuna. But once again, not many boats have been to sea this past week.
Thank you so much for that, Jeff. Guys, yes, as I mentioned, it hasn't been the most greatest weeks out there. However, moving on to Richards Bay, this is our pick of the bunch in KZN because Ali from Richards Bay has a fantastic report where virtually every day there's been fish coming out. This is what she had to say.
Good morning, Vinesh. It's Ali in Richards Bay. So I must say, this past weekend was a good weekend on fishing. The weather wasn't bad at all, just the cold front that came through. On Thursday, we decided to go out jigging and bottom fishing on the south side. We managed to hook a needle scale queenfish that weighed 10 kg and a few kingfish. We also caught more salmon on the jigs than we did using baits. On Friday and Saturday, there were also some snook on the north side. On Sunday, the kingfish were extremely active, drop after drop with jigging. We managed to land a bigger kingfish as well as black-tip kingfish. Linton also landed a beautiful diamond ray for the surf fishing, and in our harbour there have been a few species coming out. And on the wreck, he caught a few kingies as well. In our estuary, the salmons is also coming in faster than we thought it would. But that's all for now. Thank you and tight lines.
Wow, Ali, what a fantastic report. I'm glad Richards Bay is certainly the place to be if you are in KZN. Now moving on down the coast towards Durban, all your areas in between apart from Mthunzini. Guys, Mthunzini has reported some big kuta coming out. Now they're not in abundance, but the sizes that's been reported has been huge. And apart from Mthunzini being doing well with that kuta, well, the rest of the north coast on the lower end has been just producing some decent bottom fish, but not too many boats going out because the water conditions has not prevailed. Now, moving on to Durban, there has been a bit of fish, and we've got Brad Krobler from Linsky Charters to report on that.
Well, good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing off the Durban area on the ski boats. It's been pretty difficult in the local areas. There has been a few, the odd slingers, soldiers, rock hards, but you have to work quite hard for them. The predominant fish at the moment is definitely the half cob. Guys, remember the quotas, as I mentioned last week. Stick to them so we can keep our stocks available for the future. A couple of other fish which have been coming out in the deep have been a couple of keelback. They're starting to show their faces. Nothing much to race out for, but they are starting to come through. Guys, bear in mind that the back, two per person. Once again, look off for the future.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. Yes, once again, reiterating that we need to fish for the future. Guys, those stocks are at a danger level as always. Please respect the bag limits, respect the size limits. We know the sardines are coming. We know there's going to be some good fishing coming along. So let's respect our oceans and allow our future generations to enjoy the spoils that we have right now. Now, moving out of Durban into Warner Beach and Manzantoti and the Elawal area is Brian with this week's fishing report.
Hi, Vinesh. Things were quiet this last week. Not much fish caught. Guys were mentioning there's still a lot of debris around Warner's area. Hooking all sorts of things, from blankets to saris to plastic to branches. Still a lot of mud, but it seems like a lot of mud is on the bottom. So yeah, the guys have been going out, but battling for fish. And on the, you know, especially bottoms, there's been no game fish at all with this cold spell that we've had. Not really good fishing, but the guys are trying. The watercolor is improving, which is a good thing. The debris is, and the mud is still out there, so it's, you know, and it's vulnerable to the currents. So some days, some areas will get it. The next day, other areas get it. Unfortunately, we've got it here this side now. Our Toti area, we've got the mud and the weed and the, you know, and all the debris on the bottom. That's what the guys are hooking up while fishing for bottom fish. That's it for now. Cheers.
Thank you so much for that, Brian. Yes, once again, another area that is not producing much fish. And with the water conditions being the way it is not permitting our anglers to get out there. And now what about Margate? Well, not the greatest report again, but here's Jan with what's been going on over this past week.
Good day, fellow anglers. It's Jan from Lucky Sands and Shelly Beach. The weather has really not been good, so not many fish has been coming out. For the last week, although the weather is improving as from Thursday, right up to next Thursday. So I think we can have a very good report by next week. But for this week, not much to mention at all.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Once again, guys, another dismal report for this past week. However, it was a report and not a prediction, and the prediction is looking like it is starting to pick up. And KZN, with the sardines imminent in our area, it's certainly time to go and get that winter fishing rigs ready. So pop into your local tackle store and find out what's the latest trends, what's been going on, what we can expect for the winter fishing to come. So that is KZN report for this past week. Moving on to a brighter side, Eastern Cape, where we've got some good reports picking up all the way throughout the rest of the coastline. So starting off with some news from Eastern Cape, our correspondent John Loof, who's been fishing for our Protea team in Iceland, and we are proud to report that our boys has come home with bronze, with a total of 10 medals. SA third in the team division. I am certain next week John is going to give us a full detailed report as to what's been going on there. Now moving on to Port Elizabeth, where we've got Lando from Alcox Brothers with another week of fantastic reports of what's been going on in the area, and this is what he had to say.
Morning, guys. This is the report for the Port Elizabeth area. Yes, you know, the shoals of baitfish are still around at the moment. So, you know, if the guys want to get out and do some trolling or spinning, obviously the tuna have been quite close off the Port Elizabeth area. And then those are those 4 to 20 kilo fish. They've been very close in because of the shoals of sardines and baitfish. If you go a bit further out, you're going to get some nice tuna. So, guys, look for the birds. Put some lures behind you, find them, stop, spin, you'll get bonita, you'll get tuna. And then also the guys have been getting some nice yellowtail. The conditions have been quite good for them. But yeah, and then inshore, there's been hell of a big elf at the moment. I mean, the elf are ranging from 2 kilos to around about 6 kilos at the moment. So there's a lot of good fish around because of the sardines. So this weekend, guys, get out there and enjoy it. Cheers. Have a good day. Cheers. Bye.
Wow, Lando, what another fantastic report. I am glad to hear the fish is coming out. They're feeding off that bait fish. And tuna from 4 to 20 kilos and elf from 2 to 6 kgs. Wow, fantastic size fish. Please, Lando, send some down to us in KZN. We could do with them. So, Port Elizabeth fishing really well. Now moving on to Jeffreys Bay and Cape St. Francis. Well, we've got a report from Theo Herbst of Angling and Marine down in the area, and he has reported that the wind is blowing quite heavy. The swell is about 4 meters with a cold front passing. Water temperatures is around 18 degrees. However, the water is pretty clean. There's some good catches of shad and in certain spots the odd cob, but that is providing that the wind is not too strong. Theo also further reports that there is a lot of keelback around and the guys are loving it at the moment. The yellowtail are also feeding with some good shoal sizes around. Now moving on from there to the Western Cape, where we are in Somerset West with Rudy. And Rudy has a very detailed report, as he always does. And this is what he had to say about fishing off Somerset West and its surrounding areas.
The report I have for you this week, lots and lots of good snook up at West Coast St. Helena area. We had some good fishing here by us at Cape Point itself. Bit of yellowtail and also very, very good snook. And then there's still a bit of tuna around, but they far west. So a bit far out, oaks aren't doing too much effort going after them with fuel prices of today. But yeah, they're still around. Inshore, bit quiet still. Haven't seen or heard anything going on from the inshore side. Rock and surf side also, you know, there's here and there a couple of fish coming out, but for some reason the fishing is a bit slow, except now for a snook up at the West Coast. They're not slow, they're coming out good. Some days more, some days less, but they are on the bite. But yeah, that's all I have for you currently, and enjoy. We'll speak soon. Go well there.
Thank you so much for that, Rudy. Another great detailed report, and I'm glad to hear that snook and yellowtail is still on the bite. Now, talking about fish that is still on the bite, Hout Bay, where we've got Captain Tuna, that is got another good detailed report that came through rather early this week, but it is still a good report nevertheless.
Hey, good day all to you fishermen from Hout Bay, Cape Town. So yeah, the tuna fest continues. Last week saw a phenomenal week of fishing. Some world-class stuff went down. Obviously, Tuna Nationals, won by Western Province, followed by SADSA Masters, and then the rest of the teams from all around. A lot of barbarian sides. So, yeah, local knowledge clearly coming out and showing how it's done. In addition to that, guys, we caught some world-class fish last week. Bluefin, big eye, yellowfin, longfin. With the biggest we weighed last week was 124 kilo bluefin. We had one of 101 and we had another one of 95, and a couple more came out also over 100. So there's plenty of fish around. I'm sure it's going to continue till the end of June. All the best to you all. Tight lines. I think we're still going to have a whirl of longfin before the season's out. And we'll chat to you. I'm at sea for the next 3 days, hence the update today. All the best. Those who want to get a decent fish, get your bookings in soon. All the best. Tight lines. Ciao.
Thank you so much for that, Sean. Guys, yes, as we said, Western Cape is on fire at the moment. Sean can't stop getting those rods bending, and with those sizes that are coming out, it is truly phenomenal. Please go onto our social media pages to have a look at that magnificent tuna that is being caught at the moment off Hout Bay. Now moving on into Central Cape Town, we've got Linton Nockey with this week's fishing report, and a rather detailed one as always. Here is Linton.
Morning, Vern. Just to give you a bit of an update, at Broken Road, a couple of white stembras came out, and these were definitely not put back to the water. Necks were broken. A lot of Khalyun. Vickers from MMA caught a bus of a Khalyun. Rian Rademeyer's group, they took a few people out and also got Khalyun. So basically, it's just bankfish biting. The snook was on the West Coast. I don't know what the tallies were. They had no updates. There was also a little bit of snook in Biffles Bay. couple of tail, and a lot of people are now going on to the slow jigging format. Don't know what's happening at the back. I think Captuno got a few yellows, but that's all I can let you know of as for today. All right, bud. Have a good one.
Thank you so much for that, Linton. Your knowledge is always valuable to us, and having your ears on the ground makes it more achievable in getting into those fishing zones. So, SA Offshore Anglers, that is your fishing report for this week. I hope it helps. I hope it gets you into the feeding zone. As we can see, KZN is a bit of a challenge at the moment, but there is some good weather predicted. The seas are looking a bit bumpy this weekend in KZN, but the sardines are coming, so if we're not out this weekend, we'll be out very, very soon. As for Eastern Cape and Western Cape, it is certainly on fire. Variety of species, tons of tuna, and yeah, lots of beck around as well. So guys, that's me for this week's fishing report. Always remember, stay safe out there, respect the beck limits, and always fish for the future. For Angler New South Africa, I am Vanessa Green.
This show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.